Ladies and gentlemen, we are live!
Welcome everyone to the BX Sports Jedi Network with MMA Weekly of Austin, Chef Dan. I'm Austin, is my coach, Chef Dan. How you doing, Chef Dan? Also, Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year to you, Austin. Happy New Year's to everyone joining us. So thank you guys so much for joining us. I'm doing good, man. New Year kicked in. Haven't broken a resolution yet. So things are looking good. How about you?
Doing well. New Year. You know, 2022 was, you know, an eventful year for the channel and for me, and also, you know, 2023, I think, would definitely has a chance to be a great year. Like, I really do. So here's to 2023, and here's to the channel, and can't wait and for what comes next. So thank you guys for watching and listening to us, whether it be on YouTube, Rumble, or listening to us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Spreaker FM, etc. Appreciate the love and support. Also, Apple Podcasts as well. Appreciate the love and support you guys give us. And we're just going to break down some of the latest news that's going on MMA. We haven't done a video in a while, so we just want to break down because a lot's happened this past week in MMA. And today, the big surprising out of nowhere news that none of us expected, not me, not Dan, I don't think anyone of Falls MMA expected this news, which is Jake Paul signs with the PFL. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's not fake news. This is real. Jake Paul is part of the PFL. For Jake Paul, a guy who's done celebrity boxing against MMA fighters and you know Nate Robinson, etc., is now going to fight MMA in the PFL of all organizations. This was out of nowhere. I mean, I couldn't believe it. Like, I'm surprised this guy's actually fighting in mixed martial arts. Especially, and yeah, it just threw me off. I mean, what are your thoughts on this, Dan? Like, how surprised are you the fact that this is actually legit?
I mean, it's somewhat legit. We saw Carissa Shields sign over with PFL, and you know, usually it'll be around the second opponent. That's when guys, that's when people get tested. I mean, but Jake Paul, is he gonna seriously book fights? Is he gonna seriously try and compete in the world of MMA? We don't know, but we shall see right now. But I can say that I'm more interested in this signing than as opposed to the boxing matches we put up. And I'm interested to see what opponent he gets first.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, I'm actually more interested to see because it feels like it's more unpredictability versus Jake fighting boxing where you feel like he has an advantage going against an older MMA fighter, and even though Silva did do well against him, but still kind of feeling Jake was gonna win. That's what I thought. And here, at least there's a chance of seeing Jake tested in a way we haven't been tested yet. And he's not competing in boxing, he's competing in MMA, where guys can kick him, guys can take him down, and, you know, submit him, ground and pound him, etc. And I just want to read, I'm just trying to read a little bit what the deal is. I know they did talk about, like, apparently he's fighting the super fight division, whatever that means. I mean, I know it's kind of weird, super fight division. And it says fighters are expected to earn at least 50% of pay-per-view revenues, which bouts are distributed both ESPN and The Zone, according to the New York Times report. New York Times reported Jake Paul will find the PFL first. I'm just reading for MMA Junkie. And so I'm just trying to wonder, like, I feel like this part of it is also a dig at Dana White, because, you know, fighter pay has been a big thing with the UFC, especially for, like, the last, I don't know how many years, going back the last 10, 15 years. And I'm interested to see how this works, the 50%, you know, because normally fighters, boxers tend to get 50% of the revenue in terms of, like, pay-per-use. You don't see the MMA. And it's interesting how that works. And it looks like Jake Paul, you know, his first fight probably should be around maybe early 2024. So 1 year from now, you'll see Jake Paul competing at PFL. And I get why PFL did it, because they want to, you know, get the name out there. They want people to, you know, notice them, notice their brand, etc. I just wonder if this is going to be a successful thing long term. It could be successful short term, but I don't know, like, if it's going to cause people to in PFL, like, if they have, like, a stacked undercard and then Jake Paul is the main event, if people are going to tune in to watch the PFL. That's where I'm a little bit hesitant with the PFL, in my opinion, for signing.
It's a marketing ploy, and it definitely made waves. Not only that, but he's been fighting a lot of ex-MMA artists in the boxing ring. So for him to step into the MMA cage, we know he has a background in wrestling, and he's done some striking, but he's never had to mix in the two or had to deal with leg strikes. It'll just be interesting to see, you know, what you know, when they book him, what type of opponent, the first opponent he gets, because it's going to draw eyes. Now that it's MMA, it's going to draw eyes.
It will. It definitely will, because soon the boxing thing starts getting stale, because his pay-per-view numbers kept going down. And so he can start getting more stale. So I think that just definitely will draw eyes. And to see who he fights, because I know him and Nate Diaz have been talking back and forth, and he even said it. He called out Nate Diaz to sign a two-fight deal with him to fight him. Because Nate Diaz is a free agent. I don't know if his interest in Nate Diaz to go sign PFL to fight Nate Diaz. I mean, not to fight Nate Diaz, to fight Jake Paul, excuse me. I mean, it's a possibility. Can't rule that out. Also, Mike Perry, because I know him and Mike Perry are supposed to box. Like, there were talks of that. Who knows? Maybe Mike Perry him fight. Maybe do a one-fight deal where they fight MMA once and they fight boxing once. That could happen. But I'm just throwing that out there, potential fights for Jake Paul and with this whole PFL thing. I mean, interesting to see what this does. And Jake Paul keeps his name relevant in combat sports. The guy's 25-26 in the last, like, several years. He's managed to find, keep his name in the headlines in combat sports through boxing and MMA. It's kind of crazy, because the guy was an actor, you know, YouTuber, and yet he's managed to find a home in his own little niche in combat sports.
So excited to see what happens and how PFL moves forward with this, because this is an opportunity for them to gain eyes on the fighting promotion. With that, we can move on to the next piece of news we want to discuss. Shavkat Rakhmonov versus Jeff Neal is being rebooked for UFC 285. Originally, the fight was canceled due to an injury on Jeff Neal's part, but they were able to rebook it and able to get it down for UFC 285. And I guess with this news, at the end of the day, for me, I think it would have been bigger news if Shavkat ended up getting a different opponent. But the fact that they were able to still rebook this fight is a big piece of news. And what else is up? It just, it's just going to test our patience a little. We're just going to have to be a bit more patient and wait for this fight. But at the end of the day, I mean, even without it, I'm going to give my thoughts later on, when we break down the UFC 285. But this doesn't change who I think is going to end up winning the matchup. That's just my opinion. But what are your thoughts, Austin?
I agree with you the last part. That's not going to change. Things going to win the matchup overall. I totally agree with you there. And it sucks because this was supposed to be, I believe, the main event of next week's UFC card, the return for the UFC after the four-week break. This was supposed to be the main event, and unfortunately, we didn't get it. That's for me, that's why it sucks, because like, we were this close from seeing the fight. And Rachmaninoff is definitely someone who I think has the potential to really have a big 2023 of all the fighters in the UFC. I think this guy can possibly, and he still can, to be fair, by the end of the year, be in that title picture, like legitimately being the number one contender for the welterweight title. But we got to be patient and wait a little bit more. And still a great fight. I mean, you got to give Jeff Neal credit for taking this fight. And Jeff Neal can beat Rachmaninoff. I mean, that would be a huge victory for him. I really screwed him up the rankings. You know, he is ranked a little bit higher than Rachmaninoff, but Rachmaninoff is highly talented, obviously, rightfully so, considering what he's done in his MMA career. And I can't wait for this fight. I mean, you know, March 5th, you know, it's, you know, we can wait till March, but that's okay. And that UFC 25 card is definitely starting to get a little bit, definitely starting to get some big fights. I mean, earlier, you know, last week, Drew Duplessis and Derek Brunson was made for that card. And you got this fight, and then there's the rumor that Francis Ngannou and John Jones are supposed to be fighting on that card as the main event, allegedly. And also, supposedly, Cejudo and Aljamain Sterling are supposed to fight on that card. So, if those two fights do get made, and then you have Rachmaninoff and Jeff Neal and Duplessis and Derek Brunson, that's a pretty damn nice, a very excellent main card for UFC pay-per-view. The first UFC pay-per-view in the United States of the year, because the next pay-per-view in July, in January, is going to be in Brazil. Then the February pay-per-view is in Australia with Volkanovski and Islam. So, I mean, we'll find out what the main event and co-main event of that pay-per-view. I think we'll find out in the Brazil card 2 weeks from now, but yeah, 2 weeks from Saturday, excuse me. We'll find out, but this is a good fight for that pay-per-view card. Sucks. We have to wait a little bit longer, but I'm still excited for this fight.
Yeah, absolutely right. And I'm also interested to see what Dana White is going to replace the fight, you know. Well, now that one, that fight essentially, the co-main event got bumped up. What is going to be replaced? Is there something that could potentially, is there an opportunity for someone, for two people to be booked and we get a new fight? We shall see. Next up on the bit of news, this is big for me. Adrian Yanez versus Rob Font, booked for April 8th. I'm excited for this one. I'm really excited for this one. Adrian Yanez, he has been trying his hardest, but within the same note, he accepts it. He knows what it is. In the bantamweight division, like these guys, like that division is so stacked. That Yanez, who has been essentially unranked for how many years now?
At least two, three.
At least 2 years. And how many years has he been deserving of a rank? At least 2 years. We can say that Adrian Yanez has been deserving of a ranking within the bantamweight division. And now he gets an opportunity against a ranked opponent in Rob Font. And this is going to be striking galore. I can't wait for this matchup. It's going to be super fun. What are your thoughts, Austin?
I agree. It's going to be super fun. I'm looking forward to this fight. And it's a big test for Adrian Yanez because, you know, you feel like he should have been ranked. You know, this, Rob Font is like the biggest fight for him, the biggest, toughest opponent for him. Considering, you know, his last couple of fights, you know, he fought Tony Kelly, beat him back in June, that Austin card, or Calvin Kitter and Josh Emmett card, and hasn't fought since. Before that, he beat David Grant, which is, you know, a very good fighter to beat. So he goes from those two guys to now Rob Font, who was in the top 10, who I know he's come up two losses, but his two losses were to Jose Aldo and Chito Vera. And Rob Font, despite those losses he took, especially the damage he took from Chito Vera, and even Aldo too, but especially the Chito fights, is still one of the best bantamweights in the world. A guy who definitely can give a lot of bantamweights trouble. And if Adrian Yanez can go out there and have a great performance with Rob Font, he's, you know, he'll definitely be in the top 10, and he can definitely be right near the title picture. You know, like right near it. Not exactly next in line, but he's not far off, basically. It's a big test for him going into Rob Font. And if Rob Font, you can stop the young and upcoming Adrian Yanez, he'll definitely get a big fight for his next fight if he can beat Adrian Neves. I'm excited, and you're right. It's going to be striking, strikers galore. Both guys are going to showcase the high-level striking, and can't wait. April 8th. I mean, that's probably going to be the main event of that April 8th card, I assume, unless they get another big fight. That should be, like, the main event, which what a great main event. And also, smart for Rob Font to take a while, because Rob Font's last fight was late April when he fought Chio Vera, and it's going to be about almost a year since he fought, which made sense considering the damage he took. He took time off to recover and, you know, work on his skills, et cetera. And I think that was a smart decision for him. It'd be interesting to see how he looks with that layoff to recover from that beating he took in Chio Vera. And also see how if Adrian Neves has improved since that fight against Tony Kelly, because that was back in June, be 10 months layoff for him. So I'm definitely excited for this fight. Great fight in the bantamweight division, which is just a very fun division to watch in the UFC. It really is. Might be the most fun, best division in MMA. In, not just in all of UFC, but all of MMA, you can make a case.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Very fun division, has a lot of high-level competitors, and I can't wait for this one. Last bit of news for tonight. Was just recently announced. Marlon Chito Vera versus Corey Sandhagen to headline UFC Fight Night February 18th. We getting this one next month, ladies and gentlemen. This one, I don't have a problem with the matchup in and of itself. These two guys are very highly touted. They're very good in what they do. They're excellent strikers, and they come out there to try and really get some damage laid out. My biggest issue, though, was in regards to the bantamweight division, I think Merab Dvalishvili, it's Merab, and it's that Jose Aldo fight that threw a gut wrench in everything. Big gut wrench, because if you ask me, like, I have no problem with this match being booked, but Chito Vera should not be fighting one more fight to fight for the championship. He should be right there for the championship. What are your thoughts, Austin?
So you're saying Chito Vera's next fight should be against Aljamain Sterling for the belt. That's what you're basically saying. Am I correct in that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree. I agree. It should be, but I also understand why they're going with Cejudo. If Cejudo, you know, him coming back against Aljamain Sterling. But after, besides Cejudo, the person who deserves it is really Chio Vera. Kind of work he's put in. He's on a 4-fight win streak, and he's won, I believe, I want to say 5 of his last 6. Really should be a lot longer. Because, you know, there's that controversial fight, that controversial decision where they gave Song Yadong the victory over him. But Chio Vera is putting a lot of the work. And if he beats Corey Sandhagen, you can't deny Chio Vera a title fight. You just can't at this point. Especially if he finishes Corey Sandhagen. I'm not saying that's going to be the case, but he can beat Corey Sandhagen. How can you deny Chio Vera a title fight? I mean, what more does the guy have to do? He's putting the work. He puts an entertaining fight. He's definitely one of the best bantamweights. I mean, everything he throws hurts. I mean, punches, front kicks, his legs. I mean, every time Chio Vera hits you, it freaking hurts. I mean, Sean O'Malley, the Brandon nerve kick that basically finished him in their fights. The, you know, front kick against Frankie Edgar, the head kick against Dominic Cruz, punching. You know, he's got knockout power with his fists as well. I mean, everything he touches you hurts you with Chio Vera. And with Corey Sandhagen, he's a great striker himself who moves around a lot. He can be very elusive and sometimes be hard to hit and also come at you angles. So that's what makes this fight so exciting, that everything Chio Vera does hurts. You know, everything he throws hurts his opponent, but Sandhagen's also a great striker who can dish up some damage too. I mean, look what he did to Frankie Edgar and Marlon Moraes, and also Song Yadong too. I mean, he really messed up Song Yadong. And Corey Sandhagen, you know, his last fight for Corey Sandhagen. And so this is exciting to see, it's going to be a striking matchup, just like the Font and Adrian Yanez. It's interesting if Chio Vera can catch Corey Sandhagen, you know, really damage him, or if Sandhagen can be elusive and uses, you know, elite striking to get out the way. And touch rugging touch potentially. Also, Stan Hagen's very creative too with striking as well. So we can see what creative strikes he does to get Chio Vera's, to throw Chio Vera in the fight, honestly. I mean, this is exciting, man. This is going to be a fireworks fight. I mean, February 18th, it's 1 month from now. I mean, this fight was made last week early last week, basically, if I remember correctly. It's like, damn, that's not that fat. I mean, I was thinking at the time, like, wow, it's not that far off. It's quick. It's like that, James. You know, we're going to be New Year's, and we're past New Year's, and then like this, we're going to be like mid-late January, probably March or Luther King Day, like that, and then February. And I'm excited for it. I can't wait. I'm glad we don't have to wait that long. And it's going to be a fantastic fight in the, like I said, the most exciting division probably in MMA, the bantamweight division. And this is going to be a fun, fun fight. I mean, it could be a fight the year contender potential. I'm not saying it will be, but it could be. I'll say that with this fight.
No, you're absolutely right. There's a potential for this to be a fight of the year candidate because both of these guys are just so good at what they do. And not only that, we know, everyone, MMA-wise, it doesn't matter. You could have just, came up watching collegiate wrestling all you want. Your heartstrings will be tugged for strikers standing right there in the middle of the octagon and just going at it. Because I don't know what else to describe it as. It's just something for the heart. Two strikers going at it in the middle of the octagon, in the middle of the square circle, no matter where it is, as long as those two guys decide to bite down on the mouth guard and just go at it head to head, love it. So super excited for this fight. I have my thoughts. I really think Chito Vera should be he should be fighting for a title right now, but it is what it is. You said Cejudo's coming back, so there's a, even then, man, I'll just leave it at that. Super excited for this fight, though. I'm excited in all these fights that were made, the fight Shavkat and Jeff Neal, which was kept consistent. I love consistent booking, and even if, they had to move the fight to another card, at least they were able to keep two guys and sign a contract under contract and able to get these two guys a paycheck. So overall, super excited for the year to come. MMA is kicking it off and starting off strong. What's your thoughts on the year so far, Austin?
I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, the beginning, February and March especially, is really going to be, a lot of fun fights to be made. It's definitely going to be big time, big deal. Can't wait to, break down the fights and watch the MMA again and watch, all these, great fights happen. And it's going to be very exciting. Like you said, you got very fun bantamweight matchups, and you also got a great fight. I'm glad they rebooked the Jeff Neal and Shock and Romanov fight for March. And I think that March pay-per-view, the first March pay-per-view, would definitely be a pretty nice card. Because remember, there's a second March pay-per-view. That's the London card. That's the Edwards Musman 3 in London that they're doing. So yeah, that early March pay-per-view card should be pretty damn good. I can't wait for that, and I'm excited. I mean, MMA's back. I mean, it's gonna be fun to watch these fight and break it down, talk about it. Can't wait to do that as well as we get into the new year. This is also the 30th anniversary of the UFC. Big year for them. Important year. 30 years of the UFC, especially November 12th. It'll be 30 years since the UFC debut. And that's a big deal. I mean, when we get to November, I know they're going to do something special for that November show. I don't know if November pay-per-view or November show that aligns with the date of the 30th anniversary. I mean, I can't wait for that. That's going to be a big deal. Can't ignore that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So big year for the UFC. Can't wait. And for MMA in general. We just came off of that Bellator versus
Ryzen
tournament. That was very exciting. And MMA is just moving in a bigger and bigger direction. Salute once again to Jake Paul signing that contract with the PFL. And can't wait to see him get in the square circle in the octagon with someone that, is looking to make a name off of him. So we shall see, man. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Chef Dan and Austin, close it out on your end.
Yes, thank you guys for watching. This does appreciate love, support, and Can't wait for come back and talk more about break down the sport we love so much. And thank you for the love and support you give to the show and the channel. And shout out to Dave for the comment. Happy New Year's to you, Dave. Appreciate that.
Salute to you, Dave. Thank you so much for supporting us.
Yep, definitely. Thank you guys so much. Look forward. We'll break in. I'm Austin Shepton, and Happy New Year's. Like I said, stay safe and look forward to this great year. Peace.
All right. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are